Hey guys, welcome to Sled Talk. Appreciate you guys tuning in. I would like to take a second of your time and introduce this season's title sponsor is Bikeman Performance. So they've decided to jump on board and help push the podcast. And if you're unaware, Bikeman is the elite level when it comes to aftermarket performance parts on your sled. So be sure to check out their site, link in the description. And without further ado, let's jump into the show.
Okay, cool. So before we get into this next episode with our guest Hannah, I would like to take a second. It's been a little bit since we've filmed an episode. I just want to make a couple announcements to the Sledson followers and listeners. Couple things. If you guys are just finding out about us, I want you guys to know that we are on all social platforms. So TikTok, Facebook, Instagram, and our YouTube channel. Everything is at Sledson. And then we have a fairly dope lineup of some merch at sledson.com if you guys want to check that out as well. And then the podcast is obviously on Apple Podcasts and Spotify. And then we film every single episode and it's on our YouTube channel. So if you like watching podcasts, definitely check them out on YouTube. But I just wanted to put that out there and also express thank you guys for tuning in throughout the summer. So I've noticed that we're still getting quite a few weekly downloads even through the summer. So that's pretty nice. Cool. But yeah, appreciate you guys tuning in and we'll go ahead and get started on this next episode. So we've got co-host Shay as always back on another one with us. And then we have special guest and our YouTube giveaway winner, Miss Hannah, here for this episode. Hannah, how are you?
So good. So excited to be here.
Well, I'm glad that you are here. I appreciate you you and Brandon driving down here for hour and a half, 2 hour little stint come on the show. First podcast ever.
Yeah.
No nerves, right?
Well, you know.
Is it the swinging chair that gives it away?
Yeah, I know. I'm like, stay still.
What do I do with my hands? Nah, no nerves, no nerves. I'm happy that you are here and on the show. So obviously we are filming this. It is July 9th, so we are in the depths of hell. I mean, summer. Mm-hmm.
yes.
So let's just start off with that, Hannah. What do you partake in through summer activities? Like, what's your go-to?
Oh, yeah. So basically, I guess I would say my main activity, we've got Jeeps. I grew up Jeeping.
Okay.
We've got a 40s Willys.
you're not one of those that early season, you ride your Jeep through the snow and make all those huge ruts for all the snowmobilists?
No, okay. That is one of my main.
So we can still be friends then?
We're still friends. Okay. Yeah, okay. Yeah. I would say I don't want to call out any. The side-by-sides might be those guys.
Oh, no.
But, we Jeep. Right now it's so dang hot. We've got a Willy, so it's like the heat's coming through the floorboards, out of the engine, everything. So it's way too hot for that. So we've been, you know, doing a little bit of boating, a little fishing, anything in the woods. So, yeah.
And you're located in Yakima?
Yes. Yakima,
born Washington. And raised? Or?
Yes. So technically Sela is my hometown, but Yakima. I spent a little time in Ellensburg going to college and came back to Yakima, and I just love it. I mean, you're, 20 minutes from the mountains, so you can do anything, snowmobile, Jeep, hike, find some sort of body of water.
Sure.
You know? So, yeah.
And that's kind of, you're real familiar with that territory too, Shay, yes?
Yeah, a little bit. Yeah, I was born there, kind of went off and did other stuff with my mom and then came back freshman year, I think, to my dad's, actually sophomore year, to my dad's, which is right up on Chinook Pass. But coincidentally enough, I think your dad and mine were still working together at that time. So Sid's her dad. He actually introduced my dad to snowmobiling.
Yeah.
So in a roundabout way,
okay,
her dad's kind of the reason why I ride.
Okay. Yeah, I think I remember you telling me about that.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Small world.
Old Sid.
Small world. I know. Sid and Jerry.
Yeah.
We've had lots of good memories with them.
I think. Right. I have a couple of real good memories with your dad.
Yeah.
He actually gave me the name Schaefer. Well, technically my aunt was the first one to give me that name when I was a little kid. I center punched a big old fir tree one day, and your dad was quick to, oh, your new name's Schaefer. Like, you just punched that fir tree. I was like, cool. Thanks, Sid.
Yeah.
So kind of stuck for a little bit.
Yeah.
No, he's good. He's fun.
Change of topic. What's your work life? Like, what do you do for work?
Okay. Yeah. So, basically I graduated from Central Washington University with my marketing degree. It was the midst of COVID, so I basically went out and I'm like, okay, anything that's asking for marketing, I'm doing it. I'm getting that experience and I'm going to learn whatever the hell it is. And so I work for this really great company in Yakima, RJS Construction. I do their marketing. So basically like their website, social media, stuff like that. I go to conferences for them. They do a lot of federal work. So I do a lot of proposal writing. So like basically capabilities and, you know, qualifications, whatever, to win the project. So it's cool. I had no clue about construction before that, and I've learned a lot. And yeah, it's pretty great. They're great people to work for. Nice. I've seen a lot, you know, conferences. I like talking to people. So whenever they let me out of the house to go to a conference, I'm like, yes. So yeah, I get to do that. We went to Nashville last year and that was great. So yeah.
Oh, yeah. Are they, do they do like a lot of work locally or are they like statewide or?
Yeah, they're all over. So we've done work in 16 states. Our newest state was Hawaii, so they a big project in Hawaii. They do a lot of work for like the Army Corps of Engineers, the, you know, national parks, stuff like that. So really cool, unique, kind of out there projects that you wouldn't normally. My first thought was construction, was like, oh, they build houses, whatever. But no, it's like crazy, like building like, you know, ranger stations or like going out to military bases and helping them build antennas and stuff like that. So, yeah, it's really cool, interesting, you know.
It sounds like a fun job.
Yeah.
Too.
It can be really stressful too, you know. So it's like give and take. I've learned so much and they've really taken care of me. So, yeah.
Nice. What was so appealing about the aspect of marketing that interested you to go that lane?
Oh gosh, I just love to talk to people and meet people and travel around. Yeah. You know, so it was like, well, I like did like DECA and stuff in high school, like businessy stuff, because it just kind of came natural, whatever. But you know, growing up we did a lot of like events, whether it was like with the snowmobile club or the Jeep club, anything that, you know, community oriented. And I love talking to people and just meeting people from all over the state or whatever. So then I was like, how can I somehow translate that to, you know, my career or whatever. So then I went to Central and they had the marketing program and it just came really natural and I loved it. Nice. Yeah.
Okay. Good stuff. Should we dive into some snow related stuff?
Yeah.
Okay. So, Hannah, let me ask you this. When was the first time that you got introduced to the snowmobile industry and who was it that introduced you to it?
Okay. So I was in the womb. Oh. Well, technically, yeah, my parents, so my whole family, did it. So my dad, obviously we talked about him a little bit earlier, but, my mom, amazing snowmobiler too, just totally an inspiration, but both my grandparents did it. My grandparents were best friends, and that's how my parents met. So it's always been a huge family thing. So the Jeeping in the summer and then the snowmobiling in the winter. So growing up, you know, I started, you know, riding on the front of Dad and doing the whole helmet smash on his helmet thing, take a snowmobile nap when we're stopped, and the whole deal. And then I think probably around, I was probably like seven or eight, he got me hand-me-down from grandma.
Sure.
A 1987 48 Polaris Indy.
Okay.
So there's that. So I got to start doing that with the crew, and then upgraded to a 94 Indy. Same thing. And yeah, it was great. I totally struggled, and I totally was so pissed at my dad all the time. I was like, what the hell? I'm this little tiny girl on a snowmobile, totally frustrated all the time. And then I think once I got into like late high school, because I was like, I didn't get it, because all the girls were doing dance, you know, and they're cute and whatever the hell. And I'm like, my dad's like, get in the Jeep, get in the snowmobile, we're doing this shit. And I was like, okay, this isn't cute or whatever. Like nobody, all my, you know, as a kid, nobody knew what the hell a snowmobile was, really.
Yeah,
so it was
sure.
like, what? And then I got to high school and it kind of snapped. I was like, wait a minute. This is fucking sick. Yeah. I'm like getting the opportunity of a lifetime with this. So I was like, okay. So I took it serious and kind of, you know, my dad totally take me wherever, kick my ass, whatever. I'd be so, couldn't even walk, like eighth grade. Like, what's wrong with you? Oh, no, you don't get it. It's so real. So, yeah. And then so I got to college, and I had been taking it serious. So he showed up one day with a 700 Polaris Dragon, like 2007. And that thing kicked my ass. But I'll tell you what, I really learned how to ride.
Sure.
Kind of, you know, good. Keep up with the boys, I guess you could say, at that point. Because, oh, God, I would be scorpioning off that thing so much the whole time. And they felt bad. They thought it was hilarious. But also at the time, they were like, are you okay? I'm like, let's go. Another, let's keep going. So I totally got torched by that thing for a few years. And then a couple years back, probably 4 or 5 years ago, my dad was like, okay, we're all getting Skidoos. And so he got the 850, and then we all got those 800 Summits, like 2014, 2015, around there. And so that's what I still ride.
Okay.
I don't think my dad wants to sponsor me anymore. So I think I'm going to, because I want to upgrade to an 850 now too. But so yeah, that's kind of the whole spiel. I mean, I totally is kind of like Shay's story. You were saying like you were totally kind of a brat about it. I don't know.
Oh, I hated it first. Just, man, this is so dumb. I can't do anything. Yes. I'm over it. And then, yeah, one day I just
snapped. Clicks. I was like, wait, this is cool. And then, college, I was like, so boys like this. And I'm like, okay. Oh, yeah, I know what I'm doing. Yeah. But, you know, it's totally fun. I love it. It's just the adrenaline and the passion and the just the want to be better every time you go. I learn something new every time I go out there. And people I meet, you know, somebody's got a new tip or trick or, you know, whatever. So, yeah.
Nice.
Real question is, do you take advice better from someone else or Brandon?
Oh, you know, it kind of depends.
Is it hard for him to give you tips? Or
no, honestly, Brandon is like probably one of my favorite people because he's like,
you're lucky.
Wow. He's so kind and patient. And so I'm like, okay, whatever. And he doesn't get mad because like, well, I love my dad, too, obviously. Mm-hmm. He totally kicks my ass, but he'll get pissed. And I'm like, Brandon doesn't get pissed. I can totally fuck up all day long, and nobody's getting pissed. So it's like, okay.
But you, buddy.
And, you know, he'll load the trailer. He'll do all of it. I'm like, this is nice. Nobody's yelling at me.
Make sure you're in the truck and on your way.
Yeah, as long as I've got the whatever the hell the meal is for the Muff Pot, as long as I've got that covered. He's doing it all, so he's like great. But yeah, totally learned a lot too because he's so talented. So it's like he totally teaches me all the things. So yeah,
there you go.
Heck yeah.
So do you pretty much just kind of stay around the home base and ride around, or do you go out of state? What are some other areas maybe you've ridden?
We do most of it around, but last year we just ventured over to McCall for the first time.
Oh boy.
And that was badass. It was great. We actually did a birthday trip for Brandon. So we did like 5 days in McCall.
Ooh, nice.
We got a cabin. There was like 20 of us.
Did you go on that trip or?
No.
No. Okay.
Nope.
Sorry.
Didn't get the invite. Sorry.
That's okay. No, that's good. You asked me about it. You're like, hey, like where should we go?
Oh, I was good advice. I guess I should have invited you. Sorry.
No, you're good.
Okay.
Didn't you go to McCall last season? Or did you not make it?
I didn't go to McCall. I went to Montana quite a few times.
Yeah.
I didn't actually really get to go to Idaho, I think, last year. But that's okay. Montana was dope.
Yeah. Okay, sorry, Hannah, to interrupt your flow there. I just thought maybe he went with you, but
nope. No, he gave the advice. I guess I should have invited, but
no, you're good. That's
like a complete. So he gave you all the cool spots in the hotel and the bar and all the kind of stuff, and then he didn't get a
come.
That's
it. See, thanks,
completely
bye.
Different spot in my life. You guys go and have fun.
Oh, yeah,
that's good.
Yeah, but so we went. It was so great. I mean,
good trip.
Oh, it was awesome. Yeah. It snowed like I don't know what, like 2 feet every day. Like we'd wake up and the trucks would be just completely buried in snow, and I was like, oh, we're gonna have the best day ever.
Hell yeah.
So yeah, it was great, and you know, we had a huge group, and it was totally awesome. We did the whole hot spring thing and the bar out there, whatever C-sesh. That's called, the C-sesh. And that was so cool. It was a great experience. But I think next year we're gonna try to make it annual, and we're gonna try to make it a longer trip,
because
it's like, well, once you've been riding for like, I don't know, 2 or 3 days in that deepest snow, you're kind of beat. So it's like a rest day and then more ride time. And it's such a huge area out there. Like, you can just go off the road and there's just area to play and do whatever. Yeah. So it's like so many opportunities and so many places to see out there. But, that was my first branch out. We've talked about going to Halfway, which is kind of local-ish, sort of. for mm-hmm. you, maybe.
Yeah, sure.
It's in the state.
It's like 3 hours, but yeah.
It's in the state.
Yeah, yeah.
So I've heard that's pretty cool. So I'm hoping maybe next year we make it there, or even up Canada, you know. Mm-hmm. But, yeah, we'll see. Branching out.
Yeah. Yeah, the other kid on our team, Kobe, that's halfway is his.
Okay, nice.
His spot. Nice. His favorite spot to go. But are there some other areas that you'd like to venture into outside of that? But
well, I haven't. So, Cleellum, so that's like Salmon LaSalle area, mm-hmm. is, I know you guys were laughing about yeah, that. Yeah. We were listening yeah. to your episode before it came. But Salmon LaSalle is, you know, like 30, 40 minutes out of Yakima. And I think that would be something cool to experience. I know that's a little bit more treacherous as far as, like, avalanche safety and stuff goes. So I've mm-hmm. kind of been hesitant, but I think maybe we find a good day to go up there. That would be fun to experience. Because that's a little bit more of a cliffy terrain, I guess you would say, maybe.
Well, I think it's more like, yeah, just overall steep, and you can get yourself into spots a lot easier into that, mm-hmm. you know, sketch zone.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, my only spots in Washington, I rode Mount Adams, mm-hmm. and I had a horrible experience.
Oh. Yeah,
my sled fell apart.
Oh, no.
And then I rode in the Blues up at Bluewood.
Okay, yeah.
Which is, I mean, right on the state line there. But McCall is, I've never been to McCall. So that's a,
you've never
that's,
been.
No,
oh.
no, that's a big one on the list. I've been invited a couple of times, but wasn't able to swing it. But that's definitely on the bucket list for
You're
sure.
You're on the invite list.
Oh boy!
I like to party. At it.
I don't know about all that
it
stuff.
It might be part of it.
They don't need rest days for the riding. It's the rest days for the drinking.
Yeah, the hangover. Man, that's brutal. You know, a little two stroke that fixes it right up.
I don't know what you're talking about. I don't drink. Nice, Shay. You got something?
No, just that.
No,
I'm gonna make you ride Washington more this year.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, I would like
well,
to.
Both you and Jeff, obviously.
Yeah,
but.
Are you guys yeah. thinking about coming to Yakima area?
Oh, no, they are. They're going
to
go.
I mean, we kind of have to. Yeah. Shay on the team. So.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Where are you going to take? What's the optimal spot?
I don't know. I mean, it's going to depend on, like, where the snow's at, honestly.
True, yeah.
But, yeah, I'd like to take them up the Thousand Road, up short and dirty, up into the backside.
Oh, yeah.
Like a Blue Slide area. I think that would be fun.
Oh, yeah.
Or Section 3.
Oh, just, yeah.
Like I said, depends on the snow. The Nile is low-key.
Sparse.
Yeah, it is pretty sparse, but there's days where it's like a low key. That's a greatest play,
right?
But yeah, that or Quartz. I mean, yeah. Quartz is a crazy fun spot too. But yeah,
I mean,
all depends on the snow.
I'll go wherever. I mean, it's just the idea of checking boxes for new areas is, you know, that's a fun game to chase.
Heck yeah.
So a little bit of a topic change. Speaking because I had reviewed your form that you had filled out.
Yeah.
Speaking specifically on like females in the sport, right? So,
yeah.
What's being a female rider? What's kind of your thoughts or ideas around increasing the presence of women in this industry?
You know, I think it'd be great just to, well, like kind of how I touched on earlier, like tips and tricks about honing your skill or becoming a better rider or learning how to basically handle your sled a little bit better.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I basically predominantly ride with just guys, so they'll give me their advice, but it's like, I feel like just in my stature, I can't really execute it quite as well. So it'd be nice to have more women in the sport, you know, to the skill level to give you advice on how to do this or how to do that. Like, I think her name's Jen McPherson. I think she might be Ride for Climb. She posted quite a few like tutorial videos mm-hmm. online, and I thought that was pretty cool. Just kind of just a woman's perspective on how to do like a bow tie or how to keep it on edge and keep it going, or mm-hmm. like, you know, even something simple like a, you know, whatever, a wheelie or whatever. So it's like just having that perspective would be helpful, just because the guys are like, why can't you just rip your sled over and do it like this?
Sure.
I'm like, I'm literally giving everything I have. Like, mm-hmm. I'm doing everything that I can, and I think it'd be cool. And plus, like, you know, just in general, it's kind of cool just to have, you know, women there that kind of understand a little bit more where you're coming from as mm-hmm. far as, you know, even as little as, like, you know, they relate on, like, oh, look at this gear. Like, I accidentally bought a men's monosuit, and going to the bathroom in the woods with a men's bathroom suit isn't great. You know what I mean? But
that's not ideal.
Yeah. So yeah. It's like, you know, it'd just be cool. Just have, I love the representation, you know, and like the 509 girl, Nadine, she looks so cool. I'm like, mm-hmm. if I could just have a conversation with her mm-hmm. and just have some little advice on how to do yep. this or that, you know? Yep. And I, you know, and they do a lot of clinics. Like I went up to the snow show they had in Leavenworth. And they had a bunch of clinics you could sign up for. So I think probably my next year goal is to go to, like, one of the women's clinics. And sure. I think Shawnee attended a women. She did yeah. the She Shreds.
No, she didn't do She Shreds. She didn't do a clinic. She did the women's ride, and it was okay. out of Halfway.
Okay, yeah.
So, yeah, I think that was super beneficial, I think, for her. She liked that quite a bit.
Right.
It was yeah. also stupid deep as well.
Oh, so really?
It was pretty wild, yeah. Yeah, that, and then who was it? Oh, man, I can't remember her last name. Indy is her first name. I think it's like Grievin or something like that. I think she was up there too. But
oh,
I'm pretty
really?
Sure she does clinics
yeah.
now out of, oh, man, where's she from? She's from the West Side, I think, somewhere. But what's that, like, how do you reach out to those people? Do you just DM them? Do you reach out to them at all? Or
I think when they have a really good social media presence, so no. like that She Shreds or whatever, she yeah. rides,
yep.
whatever.
She's social proof.
Yeah. They always are promoting it and posting it. So they make it really easy and accessible. But like I was saying, like the snow show, they really promote it there. And you can sign up on the spot if you go to the snow show. Or like, we're in the club. We're in the mm-hmm. snowmobile club, Ski Benner. So like there'll be avenues through, you know, people in the club that'll tell you, oh, you can do this or that. Or I heard about this. So that's really great. Kind of just getting hooked up. I think it's pretty easy if you get on the social media and you look them up.
Yeah,
pretty easy to find those links, and even like the clubs, the local clubs, they have avenues. So
yeah,
yeah.
Do you ever just reach out to them in general? Just ask like if you have a question, like, hey, you make this look stupid easy. Like, what do you do? Like, is it your footwork? Is it, you know, everything together? Right.
I don't think I haven't specifically reached out, but like I was saying with those tutorial videos, like I deep dived on her stuff, like went on
slow-mo,
everything
like
she had,
slowly
like
played it.
Okay, there it is, all right. And like even just videos at the gal, like that Maria Sandberg or whatever, mm-hmm. she totally has like the coolest pink everything ever. Yeah. She totally posts all these videos. I'm like, okay, how does she do? Okay, watch it over and over and over. But I guess I could reach out. Maybe
shoot,
that's a good idea.
Never hurts.
Shoot him a
that's,
DM.
I guess that's
they're gonna
good,
leave
yeah.
me on red.
No, I mean. That's the worst thing that could happen, right?
Right,
it's like
I
they
know.
Just leave you on red and
right.
then no harm, no foul. But that's the same thing. Like, how do you pursue other gals, I guess, to go ride with?
Oh, just pester them. No, I am.
Yeah, that can work too.
No, I definitely reach out. Once I mean, when I was a little bit younger, a lot of my girlfriends in college, I don't know if you know who Kiana is, but she went out and just bought a sled and just rode. And I think she was pissed as hell at me for a while, but she totally ripped. And like my other friend Bailey, she borrowed my mom's sled and we'd ride. And then I think nowadays I just look to see like, Mackenzie rides mm-hmm. and has her own sled. So mm-hmm. I'll reach out to them and say, hey, if you just want to come, like if we're just riding, just say, come on.
Hey, we're
you know,
going
let's
up
do
this
it.
Day. Yeah.
And then, you know, if they want to test the limits, they can, or we're play it safe and kind of be on a doable trail for them or something like that, or you know, that sort of thing. So just reaching out if I find out somebody's doing it. So like Taya Terrell, rides her boyfriend's sled too, so just reach out and say hey. I reached out to Shawnee, but she said that you guys
she's yep
ditch a sled maybe,
but. Yep, she did. We're done, no riding
come
for
on
her.
Christmas
no there
present.
There will be there okay. will be for sure in the future. Yeah. I think Charlotte's gonna get I would like to get her one this year.
Oh, I saw her ripping at the kids ride.
I was going to say, yeah, the kids ride. She was about it. And every time I started my sled to load it, it was ride, daddy,
yeah,
ride.
Like, yeah.
It's like, yeah, we'll go again. Don't worry. And we actually did. And it, when you're talking about, you know, when you first started riding and the head bobbing mm-hmm. and stuff like that, it just made me think of that, because that same thing, like, just grab her hands, put on the side hill bar and just tell her, like, don't let go.
Don't
hold
let
on.
Go.
Like,
yeah.
This is it.
Yeah.
And yeah, super, super fun.
Yeah.
But, yeah, I think eventually it'll all be a family affair again.
Nice. So. And then does Lindsay ride? Is your
yeah.
fiance?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Does she ever ride? Or
oh,
she
yeah.
Ride?
Yeah, she rides. I didn't take her out this last season, though.
What?
But yeah. But yeah, no, she rides. And so there's a, you know, listening to you guys back and forth, there was a couple of points that I thought of. And I feel this is equally as important for females as it is males too, but the importance of, for new riders or getting more people into it, the importance of good gear,
mm-hmm.
right? Staying warm and staying dry. I don't care which, you know, company that is for you, whatever. But, you know, and especially girls, because we know that girls can get a lot colder easier than yeah. guys. And so, like, being, you know, having all of the right base layer, all the right gear, all that kind of stuff is super crucial, because the worst thing is to take somebody out for the first time and then they're cold and wet.
Yeah.
And then they never want to go again, right? So, and then the second thing that I wanted to bring up too, kind of like on your skill set and your ability to ride, you know, and obviously every rider needs to leverage this as much as possible, but especially girls that may be, you know, smaller or less strong or what have you, is being able to go through and have somebody teach you or gain some kind of knowledge or understanding on how to maneuver the sled, right? And the geography, not the geography, geometry, the geometry of the sled, right? Because there's so many variables all happening at one time, right? So like the placement of the ski, the throttle therapy, the throttle, you know, the depth of the snow, the condition of the snow, right? There's so many different variables going on all at the same time. And so understanding how all of those things work collectively so that you're making the sled work for you. You're not making, you know, you're not working the sled. Mm-hmm. To make it easier to maneuver, and, you know, then you can just have a better time. And that goes for, you know,
oh, yeah.
male and female, right? Like
right.
Making the sled work for you and understanding how all of that, you know. And so being sure that new riders understand all of those things. And part of it is just like jumping on and running the reps and figuring it out. But if you can fast track that and learn from somebody else to, you know, learn from their mistakes, it's a, you know, that's an important aspect to think of when we're talking about getting new people to come ride and exposing them to this incredible industry that we mm-hmm. have.
Right.
So,
yeah.
Yes.
Anything?
No, I was just going to say, kind of like to your point, I feel like that's kind of how I did it, is what you were talking yeah. about. Like you watched a YouTube video and you just kind of watched it like over and over and over again. And that's, you know, yeah. watched the sled videos, just had it like in my PlayStation 2. And that's what I'd go to sleep to every yeah. night, was just 2-stroke cold smoke, watched them. And that's what it was, right?
Yeah.
So can relate to learning that way. Very,
yes.
Very visual yeah. on it.
Which, and yeah. speaking to that too, like, you know, it kind of seems like out riding, it seems like everybody and their mom has a camera in their tunnel bag now, right. right? So, like, you know, the social media and the YouTube and all that kind of stuff is increasing, and more people are doing that kind of stuff. And so it's also increasing, you know, a lot more, like, breakdown videos. I know, mm-hmm. like, Asurki, he does a lot of really good step-by-step, you know, videos, because we are consuming so much content. I don't know about you guys, but I consume snowmobile content obviously heavily through the winter, but just as much as I possibly can oh, yeah. through the summer too,
right.
Which obviously in the summer it gets a little dry because people aren't staying as active and putting stuff out there. But, you know, which leads me to the thought or the idea of, you know, maybe that's something that we could begin to do.
Bridge within, that gap
between Sledsend.
Spring and winter.
Well, yeah, but just making content, you know, taking Jeff out and filming step-by-step stuff. Not that I'm a professional writer by any yeah. means, right? But, like, being able to just put out more content for more people, you know, step-by-step on, you know, or getting newer writers or getting women, and making more content around, you know, those kind of ideas and tips and tricks and that kind of stuff. I think that's something that we should probably pursue, camera guy. Yeah. And a thumbs up from Hefe. So, okay, cool. So what are, what's like for you, what's some of your go-to gear that you choose to wear?
Hey guys, welcome to Sled Talk. Appreciate you guys tuning in. I would like to take a second of your time and introduce this season's title sponsor is Bikeman Performance. So they've decided to jump on board and help push the podcast. And if you're unaware, Bikeman is the elite level when it comes to aftermarket performance parts on your sled. So be sure to check out their site, link in the description. And without further ado, let's jump into the show.
Yeah, this year I actually updated a lot of my stuff. I kind of got hooked up with Apple State in town, and they really helped me out with my gear this year. So I decided to get a monosuit, which was, like, probably the best decision I've ever. I love it.
Okay.
It's, like, great. Yep. Well, minus the bathroom thing, because there's no zipper. So it's like, that kind of sucks, but I still look cool as hell. But yeah, the monosuit was great. It's just
is that
so
climb
easy.
Climb or 509 or what's your brand of choice?
Yeah, it's a climb monosuit. It's my first monosuit, so I haven't had the opportunity to try any of the other ones, other brands, but I will say that the climb monosuit is awesome. I never get cold. I never feel wet. Plenty of room to like maneuver. I did before that. I was doing the pants and the jacket, which was amazing combo. Anyways, it was the Diva Snow Gear, which is like a women predominant thing, and it was great too. But I always would get like snow up my stuff, and that kind of sucked. But the monosuit is like great because it's like you're closed off.
Oh yeah.
And then obviously I ran a 509 helmet, and then 509 those heated goggles I just got this year. That was like, what the hell? Why didn't I do this this whole time? Like the minute they came out, I should have bought one of these because it's like so less problematic. Besides, like if you forget to charge the battery, that's
that's a big letdown.
Dang it! Yeah. But like just a game changer because I feel like the minute I get foggy, I'm like I don't even know how to ride anymore. I can't even see. I'm just disastrous. But yeah, that the heated goggles and the monosuit, and then I think I run in some, I think they're called Boffin boots. They're great. They're really lightweight, which is why I liked them. I kind of have, like, bony feet and skinnier ankles, and so it's, like, a heavier boot that I was running before. It was, like, I was really sore, like, my feet. I don't know. And so the lightweight boot is just great. I don't know what gloves I'm running. I think they're HMKs or something like that. And they're great. As long as I'm not cold or wet, I'm like, yes, this is totally.
I'm happy.
Yeah. And then the climb base layers, too, is what I'm running. I think it's the 2.0s. And they're just perfect. Where it's like, I'm not cooking when I'm like working extra hard, like trail riding or whatever, or doing whatever, boondocking. But like when it's a really windy, brisk day, I'm not like freezing.
Sitting on the top of. Of the bowl, just
the bowl. Yes. That was happening to me this last year. It was like so brisk, and I'm like waiting for people. They're like, oh, "Come on, why is it so windy up here?" But I would say, a good base layer. And I run a tunnel bag and a backpack, so like, I always keep something extra just in case. You never know what the hell's gonna happen, or somehow snow shoves down your shirt somehow, and you're wet and cold. It's like always have a change.
Sure.
So yeah, that's kind of been my go-to this last year, and it worked really well because I've kind of did that the classic struggle of, like, cold, always cold. And I think this year I got it down to a science, which is good. Yeah.
Going into this next season, what are some progressions or, like, some evolutions that you want to focus on for yourself, for your riding skill set overall?
Yeah. Well, I want to say – I mean, I have so much room to improve. I wouldn't say that I'm, like, badass by any means. So it's, like I was saying, I ride with predominantly just men the whole time. And I want to keep up with them better and be able to go off and just boondock without having to follow or, like, just head up a hill without having to have any kind of, like, double check on it. Like, I guess it could be, like, a confidence thing. But I also want to improve my skills enough for them to be confident in me, because I feel a lot, I don't want to say they baby me, but like they won't take me to a certain place because they think I'm gonna not, I can't do it or whatever. So, I guess just get a little more ballsy with it. I don't know if that's the right word. Yeah. But
I mean, just like, increase in confidence.
Yeah, just take a risk a little bit more so they're not like hesitant on me. Like, oh, she can do. Well, we're gonna take her down this creek bed and she's gonna.
Well, that's the best way to learn.
Right, and like. Like I said with my dad, like he always pushes the envelope. And like this last season it was kind of tricky because like he didn't ride at all. So he wasn't there to push the envelope like he normally does. And like Brandon we just started dating back in January. So it was like he hadn't seen me prior. So it was like he's kinda like, okay, well, so I'm hoping this year like really push that envelope, really like send it over the top so nobody has any questions about, you know, can I do it? And even if I can't, like, well, here I am. Fucking dig me out, let's do it, like we're going, we're getting to the top, like whatever it takes,
Figure it out.
I guess just that, just a little more confidence in myself, just hone in on the skills, get a little bit better at keeping it on its edge and sending it across, you know, whatever it is, whatever it might be. hopefully no more trees this year, you know. But.
Oh. You had one last year?
You got a tree
not
story?
Last year. Well, not this last year. The year before, I felt pretty confident, sent it across the thing, and couldn't quite get it over its side enough and directly slammed straight down a tree and torched it pretty good, you know, bent the whole stuff. And
Did you hurt yourself or just the sled?
No, just my ego.
that'll happen.
yeah, just a little embarrassed, but so last year I had to replace like the belly pan and the hood, like stuff and the bumper and whatever. And then this year, I found a the like front tunnel like muffler thing that comes around the front of that sled, like the pipe. It was bent in. Mm. And so my sled was kind of running a little bit hot. I don't know if that was like it seemed like a correlation because it was running. It seemed like it was a little bit more hot with that dented in piece right there. So then at the beginning of the season, I went and bought a new pipe from a guy on the west side and put it in, and it runs great now. And I avoid the trees. I'm like, yeah. I'm not doing that shit again. So, yeah.
Well, what sled are you on right now?
An 800 Summit. So 2014-15.
Okay. Are you going to upgrade, you feel? You mentioned an 850, so is that coming season or?
I'm hoping this coming season I'll get an 850. I don't know. There's a few things up in the air. Whether if my dad gets a new one, maybe I can convince him. But like I say, he's done sponsoring me. But I'm trying to get Brandon to sponsor me. He's not into that either.
Pass the baton.
Yeah. But
And what does Brandon ride?
He has a 2020 850, just the normal Summit, right? 154. Okay. I'm trying to convince him to get a Lynx so I can get his sled. He's there, like, that's not in the budget, but
turbo
we're
or
working on it.
Yeah. Attaboy.
nothing less.
Yeah, so I'm trying to work. We'll see what'll happen. Maybe I'll just, you know, get some sort of free ride or whatever from the local premiere or whatever.
Is your dad's an 850?
Yeah. Yeah, and I think he might upgrade, so maybe I can convince him to sell it to me. But it's the first year, but he had the motor redone, so it's a 2019 motor and a 2017 850.
Oh, okay. Yep, I think I remember that actually.
Yes, so if he wants to upgrade, maybe I can convince him. And then maybe if I convince Brandon,
just convince Brandon to get you a turbo too. Both you guys
just
get turbos.
That's what I need. That's exactly what I need.
Yeah, there you go. Instead of just hitting the tree, you blow right through it.
Right. I know. Just take the tree down. But yeah, his track got pretty torched.
Oh yeah, that's right.
So we're still working on. We haven't got a track or anything. So
that's I'm like, all right. Just you got a few months.
Just whatever. Just give me a sled. I'll buy the track and just get a new one. Whatever. I'll fix it.
Better put in that order for a track now. Those things are. That's a hot commodity in the wintertime.
Yeah, for sure.
Well. Oh, yeah. Hmm. Sounds like a really good reason to get a new sled, honestly.
Exactly.
Yeah, I mean, it's already out there publicly now on the podcast, too. So you're going to have to send this to your dad, and now he's going to have to.
Dad, if you're watching this, please, new sled.
There you go. Shay, do you have any other topics or ideas or questions?
Not really. I think, I don't know, should ride some point this year.
Yeah.
Hop over to a tandem. I guess I'll stomach it for a ride
or two. No, but we come to the Nile. Well, we do like the snowmobile club events.
Yeah, we saw you at Kids Ride.
Yeah.
Yeah, obviously that's the Kids Ride, though. So
I know.
I'm a little outgunned there.
Crazy.
But,
No,
I'm just giving you a hard time. I like a tandem, so.
Yeah.
Some point in time, get to the Nile or somewhere.
We can meet in the middle at Rimrock.
There you go. That's perfect.
Angle Point or Spencer.
Yeah, you know what? I've never actually been there.
What?
Yeah, dead serious. What? I've been there like on a side by, but I've never been there.
Like above Cirque Lake.
Yeah. Yep. But I've never actually been there on a sled.
Okay. There. Okay. Perfect. So that's going to be our group ride, right? We're going up to Angle Point.
There we go. Yeah. You guys sounds like a plane in the way. Yeah. So I know how to get there, but I think it's probably going to be a little different on a sled.
Yeah.
Getting there.
Well.
Probably.
I don't know. Is it different?
Yeah. It's got to
be. We take
be.
That road and then we go to the bottom of the circle and then just do the Jeep trail.
But if you take I'm going to say there's roads to get there, but most of those roads are probably pretty well blown in.
Yeah.
By the time
it's pretty treacherous.
It's ready to go. Yeah, that's fun. That's dope. That's what it's about.
Good challenge. Cool. All right. Well, so Hannah, if you've listened to any of the other episodes, you probably know that at the end of every episode, we do a Sled Send. Well, we call them Sled Talk, but now we're calling it just the Sled Send podcast. But just do a Sled Send question that you would like to ask the listeners and viewers, and then we clip it and put it on TikTok and all that kind of stuff. So it could be something super broad, super specific, about female riders, about gear, about sleds, about location. Jeff's go-to question is, what is your favorite backcountry snack? So it could be any of those things that you would like to ask the listeners and the viewers.
Okay. Well, I did have a kind of ridiculous question, but then I got a little more serious about it.
You can ask two if you
like. Oh, to. I might ask two. Okay, my ridiculous one was like your favorite like muff pot meal. What are you taking up there? But my other one that was a little more serious was like, in the off season, how are you preparing physically? Like, what are you doing? Working out? Are you practicing your balance? What's going on with your, you know, I guess almost training per se,
okay,
your body?
Cause good questions.
We know those first two or three rides, you can't walk really.
Right. So listeners, viewers, go ahead and put your answers in the comments below. But Hannah, why don't you answer both of those questions that you just asked?
Both of them? Yeah. Oh. Okay, favorite muff pot meal. Definitely a pepperoni hot pocket.
Hmm. Pepperoni?
Yeah.
Original.
Original, that's a classic. You can't go wrong with a classic. Yeah, no. And they're at the gas station if you totally are off, you know, forget.
Yeah.
You know, you're getting up, you're hungover. We gotta go. Yeah, oh, they got at the gas station. Okay. But the off season, get ready. I think I got really in gear this last season. Normally I'm totally torched, like the first three or four rides, totally so sore. But this year I wasn't that bad because I kind of started taking my cardio more serious, which is random. I mean, I'm not really super into the lifting weights yet. I'm trying to get into it. But
got it.
I've been going, so there's a yoga studio in town and they do the Pilates. And that's a little bit of like that balance, but also like strength training. So I honestly didn't feel that bad this year after doing that. But I think I probably need the weight because whipping your sled around or running the shovel, you know. That's totally not working. But what are you guys doing? What are you?
Shay. Oh,
that's funny. I'll answer that. If I had a muff pot, I would have dino nuggets. That would, I think, be the best. For my workout regimen, I chase around a 3-year-old.
Okay.
I know. I'm just being a lazy bum, dude.
I texted you about that. I said we could go.
I know. I need to.
You've been saying this since your episode.
I know. That's the problem. I just haven't done it yet. Haven't committed.
Okay. Calling him out.
But yeah, I have it. It's actually sitting in my truck. I just need to go.
Well, got to do it. I told you I'd go with you.
I know. Accountability. I just feel bad making someone wake up that early in the morning.
How early would it have to be?
I think 5 would be when I would go.
Like at the gym at 5?
Yeah, I'd probably leave my house at 4:30, get there at 5. That was the shittiest excuse. Work out to 6.
Yeah, I'll do that.
Well, I mean, I should still go myself, right? Like, I could still go.
I'll go at 5 a.m. with you.
Okay. Well, now I definitely don't have any excuses.
There it is.
5 a.m.
Well, I mean, Let's go, baby. Here's the thing, too, is that, like, number one, your health and strength benefits you in multiple areas of life, too, right? But it's also going to make you a better writer, which then, in turn, makes for better content, which then, in turn, pushes Sled Send.
Correct.
And then, so, like, if I can assist in that, you know, I'm game. So, like, if we're already writing together, already filming together, already podcasting together, might as well work out.
All right, Sled Send listeners, by the next podcast, I will have gone at least a couple times to the gym with Tyler.
There it
Mark
is.
My words. There you got this.
Good shit. My answers, my favorite muff pot is, actually had him several times this last season. From Costco, the little like mini breakfast bite quiches.
Oh,
yeah,
fancy.
Those are good.
And then the fitness stuff. So I completed 75 hard this year. I do it once every year, at least. I'm pretty regular and consistent in the gym minus the last month. I have not been good. So if we're being transparent with that. But so I have a pretty good strength building workout and regimen. But then I would say like probably 2 months leading up to riding, I do a lot more like endurance, cardio, stamina stuff. So I start peppering that into the routines a little bit more. Just because I know that's coming. But yeah, I might try some different stuff this next season. I don't know. We'll see what.
Pilates.
Well
yoga.
Maybe.
Pilates.
Yeah.
So, anyways, cool. Well, Hannah, thank you for coming on the show. I appreciate it. We'll have to ride together. We'll have to get Brandon on the show. Have you back on as well. Appreciate you guys driving all the way down here to be on this. And again, congrats on being the giveaway winner. And
thank copying, I'm excited.
Copping some Sledson merch, a custom one of one hoodie. So Sledson listeners, thank you guys for tuning in the middle of the summer. And I know that all of us in this room, just as much as you guys listening and watching this, are impatiently and counting down the days to get back out there in that white stuff. So, can't come soon enough.
Big facts.
So, again, regardless of what platform you guys are on, if you're listening or watching, thank you for being here, and we will see you guys on the next one.
Later.
Thank you.
100K on the Patek Philippe, living life with no regrets. I can't designer when I get dressed. Hey. Summertime on winter fresh. Fresh. I put her legs behind her head. Night night she gonna bed. Bye bye. Every day it's a new test. I just keep chasing these checks.